When Donald Trump became president of the United States, there weren't many who were unprepared for the absolute onslaught of news and chaos that the man brought to the Oval Office. However, in amongst all of the tweets and endless questioning of his authority and even his fitness to hold the position, there are still the odd stories that stand out. You might remember last year that it was alleged that Trump made fun of a disabled reporter called Sergio Kovaleski. Now, it pains me to play this clip, but it is important to remember what was said.
Written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said.
I play that clip because in the last week, another story concerning Trump and his seemingly dismissive views towards disabled people came to light again. An opinion article was written in the New York Daily News by someone who used to work very closely with Donald Trump. Her name is Barbara Rez. She used to be a Trump Organization executive. She says in the article that Donald Trump didn't want to have Braille made available inside the elevators of Trump Tower. Quoting her from her article, Barbara said, "Trump ordered an architect to get rid of the effing Braille as the Manhattan skyscraper was being constructed in the early 1980s. Okay, so that's what he told the architect. And his reasoning? I quote again. "No blind people are going to live in Trump Tower. Just do it," Trump told the unidentified man, who was showing him what the inside of the elevators would look like. Now, it was at this point that the architect told Trump that he couldn't have his way due to a little thing called the Americans with Disabilities Act, also known as the ADA, something very similar to our Equality Act here. Well, it's no great surprise that Trump lost it, calling the engineer weak. However, it should be noted that the architect didn't listen to him, as that would have been illegal. So what does this say about the leader of the free world? Should we ignore these comments, considering it was several decades ago since they were made? Or does it show the qualities of a man who only last year, if I may remind you, did this?
I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said.
Well, the best people to ask are the blind American voters themselves.
Well, here's my take on the whole President Trump situation. I think that what has happened is President Trump was never a political person, politician, whatever you want to put that blank in there with the word. So he's what you would say would be a cowboy, the new kid in town, so to speak. And the Democratic Party is doing anything and everything that they can do within their power and are grasping at straws to undermine anything that he has done. They don't like the fact that what he said on the campaign trail, he was going to do A, B, C, and D. Well, when he got sworn in as president, he's done that in his first year. He's kept promises that he's made on the campaign trail.
Yeah, everybody knew what Donald Trump was like when they put him in office. But I think they had bigger concerns on their mind, mainly concerning themselves and not others, and that's how they voted, for their pocketbooks mainly.
Well, considering this was basically a statement back in mid-80s, society was a little different then. I mean, there was a lot of elevators that didn't have Braille yet. And, you know, I can't say there was more or less blind people working. I think there's more knowledge about being blind and what the possibilities could be than what there was then. So, I don't know. I think it's kind of a unfair statement, considering something, you know, many years ago. If a Trump Tower was built now, would he have a problem with Braille in it? Probably not.
What I try to tell blind people is that the ADA law is not fixed completely, because if it did, then everybody should be balanced by the ADA law, right? Everybody should be following the ADA law. But as you can see today, some businesses don't follow it. The problem is that if it is indeed true that Donald Trump actually did say this. Maybe he said that 30 years ago. But what about now? What about if one of us blind people go there and ask the president, Mr. President, is it true that you don't allow blind people to be in your Trump Tower? And is it also true that there won't be no Braille? Right? And what he will tell you? He will tell you yes or he will tell you no. And then if he tell you yes, then how would you fix it? And if he tell you no, then obviously you don't have to worry about. Then that means that the media, which is hyping it up to deceive you, basically. In my personal opinion, I'd rather have a president that tell like it is, it doesn't tell him what it might be. A lot of people, they're always used to what they really want to hear, but they never want to hear the pure and the actual and the plain sight truth.
So I know this was decades ago, that's true, but I'd also like to point out that when the administration, the Donald Trump administration, took over, they also removed a bunch of information about the ADA and, disability rights from the White House website. And that hasn't returned, to my knowledge. To be fair, I haven't checked it in months, but somebody correct me if I'm wrong, that information never been put back up. So I think if we wanted to say that our president had any soft spot or, empathy for people with disabilities, or even just common respect for people with disabilities, not even sympathy or empathy or anything like that, I don't see any evidence of it. This is the guy who made fun of that New York Times reporter who had a disability and then said he didn't, when he obviously did. And at least in my opinion, he obviously did. So, I don't know. This is just more evidence to his behavior towards people with disabilities and his dismissiveness of people with disabilities.
Lots of fascinating thoughts in there, but I just wanted to interrupt to say that we checked the White House website for any reference to the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA, and even just the search term disability. And all we got was one article pointing out Trump's proclamation of October 2017 being National Disability Employment Awareness Month. Now, I was pretty shocked to only find that single search result on the website, but I'm not a regular visitor to the White House website, so I wondered if that was normal. Would it be possible to perhaps check what the previous Obama administration website was like using similar search terms? Well, thankfully, the Obama White House website is archived, and I was able to search again. This time, I tried searching for results using the single word disability. Compared to Trump's single result, the former Obama administration website reported 72,198 results. It's no wonder that we got a comment like this in our inbox.
I wouldn't live in anything that runs. I won't even go to his buildings in Las Vegas. And me and my family go to Vegas 3 or 4 times a year. I wouldn't patronize that for nothing.
So what should be done to raise awareness of this lack of discussion and conversation about disability in the USA?
When this kind of thing becomes public, I would like to see some groups really come down on him hard over this. Because he's not only expressing that attitude in words, but he's doing it with legislation as well, and that is where he can really hurt people. And if he shows that much insensitivity, he doesn't really know what he's doing. He's not a man that's capable of handling issues that really involve those who are disabled. And poor either. He has an aversion to the poor as well.
Join the conversation by following me on Voreal, that's the social media app on iPhones and Androids, to continue this conversation, or email us here at the show and send in your thoughts to radio@rnib.org.uk.